Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. Great time in the cafe today as we meet singer-songwriter Raylan Baxter from Nashville. He actually grew up there, the son of pedal steel player Bucky Baxter, who played with Bob Dylan for a while. He has greatly developed as a writer, and you can sure hear that on his second album called Imaginary Man, released on August 14th. You can definitely hear it in our session that begins with this song called Yellow Eyes, Raylan Baxter. Raylan Baxter is our guest today, and that is Yellow Eyes, the tune's from Imaginary Man. And can we talk a little bit about that song, Yellow Eyes? Because you talk about going deeper on a lot of things. On the surface, that seems like I'm going out into the world kind of song.
Sure, yeah. On that song's a simple song, you know? More like, I save the deeper stuff, and, you know, it's deep to me. It might not be deep to Joe, but... I saved that for a couple of the other songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow Eyes is just a groovy little tune that came together in a really short bit, maybe half a day. And my girlfriend at the time and I broke up, and she had been unmending a paperclip on the counter, and she unfolded it and left it there, and it sat there for a couple weeks, and it was resilient, you know? So I thought that was a neat symbol for what we lacked in our relationship. And that's just where that song came from.
A great image. But then the yellow eyes. I'm curious about the yellow eyes.
Yellow eyes involves another woman.
Ah.
Because that's the other woman.
Ah.
And
see, it is deeper than you think it is. There's a lot going on there. Anyway, that's a good one from Raylan Baxter, who's here with us today. There is a song on here that that begins the disc that I think could use a little backstory. It's called Mr. Rodriguez.
Yeah. So Mr. Rodriguez is track one of the album. And I know the backstory of this is, you know, Sixto Rodriguez is kind of an amazing character, new to most people in the world. Definitely I was one of those. And I was in Detroit, Michigan between a tour 4 years ago, I think 3 years ago, in the beginning of spring, and I loved it. It was just like the decay of the city that used to be this great city has now fallen apart and then started, you know, and then started to be rebuilt again. And all the spirits that remain in those, the old merchants' houses outside of the baseball stadium that are boarded up and graffitied, and trees growing out of the middle of them, it was just amazing. And also walking downtown and looking up through the buildings that are just empty and the drywall's hanging off and the lighting fixtures are hanging off. And it's just kind of creepy. But I also saw this youth, you know, this youth culture starting up in like underground skate parks and underground parties, and then coffee shop pops up on the corner and then a burger restaurant, you know, and all these things are happening. And it was really cool. And I left being really inspired, and especially by the mysterious of Sixto Rodriguez. And so I just wrote a song about walking down the road with him.
You do that one?
Yeah. Get a sound on this. Okay, cool.
Walking around, me and Mr. Rodriguez on the wrong side of town. The streets were all empty and the houses all burned down. He reached in his pocket and he pulled out a crown and he said, so much like me, boy, step out of your dream. Watch them all gather round, boy, it is your turn. Mary Jane Eloise, they work in the coal mine from age 17. But I don't see that much no more. They died one day, a king from a jester and a queen from a slave. But you are the only. Grow and it keeps me up at night forevermore. And what I hold in my hand, I was told to never hold, so I let go. Thank you. jester. They met in the park, a slow song in the distance, and a dance to the dark. One hand to the outside, she waved in the wind. They circled for hours, or what seemed to be back then. She loved him in the moonlight, soon the morning comes. And back to the coal mine, when the day is done.
Mr. Rodriguez, that is Raylan Baxter. And as you mentioned, the song that begins the new album called Imaginary Man. So, so Raylan, you grew up in Nashville, now Nashville is like the hippest city in America. And what was it like when you were growing up there?
Well, I grew up in Old Hickory and Goodlettsville, which are about 10, 15 minutes north of downtown Nashville.
Right.
And so I didn't make it downtown much. And I was also a kid. You know, I lived there until I was 13.
Mm-hmm.
So I was running around the soccer field, playing in the church parking lot, driving go-karts, and, you know, running away from my mom at dinner time kind of stuff. So it was pretty cool.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Sounds absolutely great. And you live there now still?
I live there now. I live in East Nashville in a little town, a little spot called Englewood.
There's a little reference, and you've got great liner notes on this album, or thank you, I should say. And you talk about a house where you wrote a bunch of these songs.
That's 1703 Greenwood Avenue.
Uh-huh.
That's where we rehearsed a bunch, and I don't live there anymore, but my friend Alyssa now owns the house, so it's in her family, and so I still go back there all the time, but that's it was an amazing house.
A lot of mosquitoes,
but it was a huge yard, and for that neighborhood, it was very rare, and there were two owls that lived in the trees, so they'd visit us at least every once in a while. I heard that it's an old house built in the late 1800s, so I heard that a bunch of songwriters lived there in the 70s and the 80s. I don't know who, but it also used to be a recording studio. And
wow.
Yeah, we never technically moved into the house. We lived there for a year. Boxes were still all over the place. We just had a music room and a couch.
Well, and the other reference in this is what's Camp Byram?
Camp Byram is where my tour manager lives. It's his house that him and his fiance live there. And I lived there for 3 years in like 2010, 11, and 12.
Mm-hmm.
2010, 11, and 12. And it's like the first 5 years I was in Nashville, three of them were spent in that house. And it's just good memories. Wrote a bunch of songs, and it's turned into a little compound, and they've done a really good thing with it.
That's great.
Yeah.
And you talk about leaving when you were 13 the first time around. One of the places you went to was Israel, too. And if you know Raylan's first album, Ashkelon, that's the place you went there.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me about that experience, and how did that help in your maturing, young man?
Well, that's where I was there before. So a little backstory. 7 years ago, I moved back to Nashville.
Right.
The half year prior, I was in Israel. And that's where I made the decision over a period of six weeks. I really enjoy writing. I really enjoy listening to music and making music and creating on that avenue. And I just got into reading and listening to albums and watching documentaries on like Dylan and Leonard Cohen and Townes Van Zandt and Neil Young and Buck Owens, and you know, and it's this group of Mexican brother songwriters. I forget their name, but I just got into it because I was living with my dad's best friend out there, Andre, and he's a huge, massive music fan of all over the world. And I had endless time and nowhere to go. So I wrote songs.
Wow.
And then I came back. I was like, well, I live in Nashville now. I'm going to just jump into the deep end. And so I did, and now it's 7 years later.
Right. Well,
still swimming, man.
It's interesting. You mentioned your father. Your father is the steel player, Bucky Baxter. Mm-hmm. And so you kind of grew up with the music business there, but that wasn't something you were particularly interested when you were younger?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't. I owned a guitar for a couple months, learned how to play the G chord and C chord and the A minor and the E minor. Learned how to play a couple Nirvana songs and a Jimi Hendrix tune, and then it got shelved. And I started playing soccer, and, you know, I played lacrosse when I was growing up, and I was just like a little hippie jock, you know, running around in sewer drains.
Did you play a lot of Frisbee?
No Frisbee, though. I wasn't that hip. I did some hacky sack,
though.
Hacky
sack.
I did the hacky.
Hacky. Yeah.
Now we're getting... warmed up now.
Rayland Baxter is our guest, and I want to talk about Rayland because, of course, Rayland to me is the lead character in Justified, who is definitely from redneck stock.
I'll tell you how my name came about. His name is spelled Raylan, and no shot to him. My name is spelled Rayland.
Right.
And when I was being named, it was my mom that brought up, "What about Rayland?" Raylan, and my dad was like, "Put a D on it. Makes it a little bit more masculine." And so that's where the name came from. I was named after a girl.
Yeah. Because they a girl.
Yeah, just a girl. My mom's friend's daughter. Something like that. I never met her, but.
So they were wishing you were a feminine child?
No. I have an older sister.
Ah.
So they already got their fix.
Right.
Maybe they just thought it was like a unisex name.
Right. All right, you want to do something else from this? You mentioned wanting to do a cover. What are we going to do?
This is Vampire Blues.
Oh, from a great album.
In the Key of E, On the Beach. Great driving album.
Thank you.
sucking blood from the earth. I'm a vampire, baby, sucking blood from the earth. I'm a vampire, baby, sell you 20 barrels.
Dylan Baxter, this great band live in the studio, and an inspired cover of the song from On the Beach by Neil Young. That is Vampire Blues finishing up their session. I'm David Dye, World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website, worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.